Do you talk differently to different people?
Yes.
How so?
Oh, you talk down to children and you talk up to more educated people.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't say as much to them and hope they don't realize how ignorant you are.
Do you think this is a useful sort of thing? Or?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What do you think about the way they teach English, like in high school? Do you mostly talk the way that, you know, they taught you in high school or not?
I really don't know.
I'm really kind of talking about grammar classes.
No.
If you had any grammar in college, tell me about that too, but just that people don't.
I didn't have any grammar in college.
Yeah.
I guess I did. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. But
well, do you think that you learned it from the English teacher, or do you think you already knew it when you got there?
I think I probably knew it when I got there, just because of the way I was raised, but it might be different for other people.
What do you think about things like blacks talking so differently, you know, and having trouble understanding? Of course, I realize it's worse with the Mexicans, but that's different language. Now, that's, uh-huh. You know, that's a different kind of problem. But when you've got blacks who really are native English speakers and still have trouble understanding, like, teachers and white students, mm-hmm. What do you think the problem is, or what do you think ought to be done about it? You have any ideas on that?
Well, I don't know what you do about it. I don't know if you do anything. It's a matter of, do they talk differently in different groups too? That's the, maybe they,
yeah.
Because you don't, you get into the whole business about erasing their individuality or their group, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about.
Well, that's very controversial, and you don't want to do that, right?
Yeah.
Just like you now teach English and Spanish in the schools because you need to be bilingual, which is, I think is fine.
Yeah, but what about things like on intelligence tests, a good many times, intelligence tests, mind you, there are if blah, blah, then blah, 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 you know, cause and result kind of questions. And in some white dialects, there is not an if, then construction. And I'm not sure what it is, but it's different, you know. Some of them. Now, I'm not saying all of them are, but some of them are different. And consequently, if it's phrased this way, they don't respond correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because it's not phrased in such a way that they understand it. Now, if
maybe
it were,
the intelligence tests need to be neutralized. I mean, that's always what it goes back to on the IQ tests. The IQ tests aren't valid. So many of the SAT and the LSAT, I mean, you know, all these tests are geared more toward white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Yeah.
And that's what it gets back to, is you have to, your testing has to be refined.
Yeah. I wonder how
in that case, I don't, that's up to all those people who make up tests. It's their problem. But that's where that problem is, and
yeah.
I guess it's a little difficult to overcome, and that's the society they were raised in, and so you, I don't know.
When you meet somebody, how do you judge whether or not they speak what you would consider to be good English?
Oh, double negatives and ain'ts, and those usually tip you off.
Uh-huh. As being?
Bad English.
Okay. And what does that usually say about the person?
It usually says that they're from a lower class or a less educated family.
Okay.